SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today we invite you to listen to one of two programs on wind instruments in Swiss folk music.
Remember when as kids you would blow tunes on a blade of grass or a leaf squeezed between your fingers? No doubt one of the simplest and most primitive forms of making music. But there are folk musicians in Switzerland who still practice this art today. Like the fellow you just heard, playing on an ivy leaf. And there's also this lady who runs a country tavern in the canton of Zurich and who likes to delight her customers with her virtuoso performances on a pear leaf. Blowing through a tubular device is another elementary way of making musical sounds, and a hollow reed or hollowed-out plant stalk or tree branch will do the trick any time. Since the 16th century, simple instruments of this kind have been made in Switzerland, the best known being the so-called May pipes, because it's at that time of the year that they can best be cut. They're made from the branches of willow, alder, ash, chestnut, hazel, and lilac trees and bushes. As early as prehistoric times, people hollowed out bones and blew on them. Here, Swiss flautist Raymond Mélan plays on a Paleolithic reindeer phalanx, preserved at the Swiss National Museum. This bone flute probably dates from the Bronze Age and was found at the settlement of Korslet. It is kept at the Historical Museum of Bern. In Roman times, bone fifes of this kind were used for calling cattle. This one dates back to the 1st century and was discovered at Augst near Basel. In the Grisons in southeastern Switzerland, youngsters still use the so-called marble fifes to call their goats. Or to play an actual tune. What penny whistles are to the Kwela music of the South African Zulus, the Schwebelpfeife or Schwefelpfeife are to German Swiss folklore. These fifes are played in regions of Canton Schwyz in central Switzerland, in particular the Ilgau, where a good player with his fife can really give a swinging lilt to a country dance. The recorder, being an instrument of noble ancestry yet popular appeal, is used in folk music in the central part of Switzerland. Here it is played together with a mouth organ. Panpipes, named after the Greek god of fields, forests, and flocks, are usually associated with certain southern or eastern European regions. In Switzerland, the art of playing the panpipe, or syrinx, in groups did gain popularity for a while in the Ticino, in the south of the country, but has practically died out now.
Thank you.
southern origin, as the name implies, is also the ocarina, that unusual instrument which is shaped like a sweet potato, with a mouthpiece and a number of finger holes, and is usually made of terracotta. It is a kind of globular flute and has an interesting ancestry in China and Africa, but is also found in Switzerland. Its name actually comes from the Italian word oca, for goose, because it looks a bit like the body of a bird, too. There are farmers playing the ocarina in various rural regions, but there is also Pastor Gerber in the city of Bern, who uses the ocarina to delight the members of his congregation, and he always has this instrument handy when he makes his rounds in hospitals and prisons. Here he is playing the March of the Cadets of Langnau. The piccolo flute, used already centuries ago for marching music together with drummers, is still featured in certain traditional events such as the Landsgemeinde, the open-air parliament meeting in the canton of Appenzell. The playing of the piccolo flute has actually been raised to a fine art in the city of Basel, whose drummers and fifers, organized in groups, so-called cliques, are the very backbone of the impressive local carnival tradition. There are actually drummers and fifers competitions held, in which top soloists and groups participate. From the 1973 public competition, let us listen to the best fifers group, the Basler Beppi clique, in a traditional tune on which they masterfully elaborate, Hiccups.
Thank you.
But not only Basel, the Rhone Valley, too, has its fife and drum tradition descending from old military practice. Here's Jörg Abgotschborn, at 13 years already a master of the Valaisan fife, the Natwärisch Pfeife. In the wine-growing regions of the Valais, custom has it that a whole procession consisting of the village president and other dignitaries, a group of farmers, the village treasurer with a cask of wine, and a few fifers and drummers should move out into the vineyards at the time when the soil and the vines have to be prepared for the year's harvest. And at regular intervals, as is to be expected, work stops for a sip of wine and a gay tune. Most of the conventional wind instruments are being used in Swiss folk music in one combination or another in the different regions of the country. One wind instrument, however, almost reigns supreme, the clarinet. And the number of clarinet players, in consequence, is very high indeed, some of them having achieved outstanding mastery of their instrument. One of the most famous clarinet players in Swiss folk music was the late Jost Ribari of Zurich, whose son and grandson carry on the tradition, a splendid example of the living strength of Swiss folk music. Here is Jost Ribari Jr. and his family band, with his 14-year-old son Jostli playing first clarinet, he himself second clarinet, his 12-year-old daughter Betli piano, friends René Vicky accordion and Franz Giesler bass, in a fine number entitled The Ribari Family Schottisch.
Thank you.
and when clarinets are joined with brass instruments, trumpets, trombones, and the like, then we get the typical sound of village bands, as they still play gaily on festive occasions all over the country, like this group from Bürglen in central Switzerland.
Musica Helvetica has just brought you one of two programs about wind instruments in Swiss folk music. This feature was prepared by the Transcription Service of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation.